Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold. How's it going? I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a podcast for girls and boys who persist. Once a month, a playwright will create a podcast play just for you. That's right. They're going to take classic fairy tales, probably one that you've already heard or read in a book, or maybe you've seen in a movie, but this time, it's the girls that go on adventures, and they become their own heroes. The damsels are no longer in distress, and the ladies, they're no longer in waiting. Do you want to hear a sample? Well, take a listen.
Hey, Sea Witch.
Oh, come on, Myra. Call me Betty. Sea Witch is so passé.
I still don't see why I can't just call you abuela or grandma.
Oh, Myra, that just makes me feel old.
But aren't all merpeople and sea witches immortal? Like, we live forever?
You're too smart for your own good, kid.
Nah, I don't think so. Anyway, what are you up to?
Oh, you know, just working up some spells, saving the underwater world, the usual. What can I help you with?
Well, the thing is, you know how you hate being a grandma?
I don't hate being a grandma. I love being a grandma. I only hate being called a grandma. There's a big difference.
Oh. Well, I kind of hate being a little mermaid.
But why? There's so many wonderful things about being a little mermaid. Granted, it may have been a few centuries ago, but I remember it all so well. Swim races with the gals, getting lost playing hide and seek among the anemones. That was the life.
Well, it's not that I don't like being a little mermaid, but I'd really like to be a literate mermaid.
A literate mermaid? My gosh, Myra. Where do you get these ideas?
Well, sitting up on the rocks, I see all the people on the beach.
People? Shmeeple. I've seen the view and it's not so hot, Myra.
But they've got
souls? Souls, schmoles. You've got eternity. Do you really want to trade in the chance to live forever with a lot of emotional mumbo-jumbo?
Well, actually, the thing is...
What's that?
I've always wanted to read a book. A real book. I see all the people reading them on the beach. And, well, anytime one gets down here, it's completely ruined. The writing is all splotchy and impossible to make out, and the pages shrivel away like nothing. I want to read all the stories on the page, but I can't unless I'm on dry land. And I hear there are these places, libraries, and they're full of them. All the stories you can imagine.
So you want to read books, huh?
I do. Then I'll be a literate mermaid.
We launch fall 2017. You can subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. Visit us at girltalespodcast.com. That's GIRLTALESPODCAST.com. Thank you so much for subscribing, and we cannot wait to have you listen to our first tale.
Come on, let's play.